Workday Afternoon Replay from Money FM 89.3. Coffee with Clarissa on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to Coffee with Clarissa. A woman's menstrual cycle is still seen as a taboo topic of discussion in many parts of the world. Naira, a mobile application, provides women with personalized feminine health, hygiene and fertility advice to manage their own well-being. Launched by Vivant, the application is available in English at the moment and is also available in vernacular languages, starting with Hindi. It targets women in communities in Asia and the Middle East to manage their feminine health. Money FM 89.3 welcomes Chief Executive Officer Mr. Adrit Raha of Vivant to talk to us about feminine health, hygiene, fertility advice, and, well, just about everything else in between. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Clarissa. It's absolutely great to be here.
For the benefit of our listeners, what is Naira?
Yeah, well, I mean, Naira is part of Vivant's flagship brand as part of our women's health strategy. Mm-hmm. And really, we're looking at four key areas as part of that, focusing on cycle tracking, fertility tracking, pregnancy care, and then a back-to-work program.
Okay.
And really today, what we have is the fertility and period cycle tracking in the form of an app available on the Google and Apple Play Store and available globally for downloading.
Okay, so they download it, they key in their information, and what does that tell them?
Yeah, so it's an app that allows women to track their period cycle. It allows them to identify the dates that ovulation's occurring.
All right.
They have the capability to sort of manage various, drugs that they're using, perhaps medicines that they're using in terms of reminders. And beyond that, it's got various other functionalities and capabilities from a broader wellness perspective, including things like step tracking and various articles, tips, tools, and trackers that come into play.
So a woman who's trying to get pregnant and wants to track it properly
used
to have these little sticks that you had to use, and it was as close to an exact science as they had, but it wasn't really.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we're not taking away from either some traditional sort of areas that people used, or perhaps clinical outcomes of a blood test, right? I don't think anyone's taking away from that. But really, it's to help bring and empower a woman by way of technology. It's on their smartphone and allows them to understand the right time, the right dates.
Okay, so what has the response to Naira been?
It's been really amazing. I've been quite surprised, pleasantly surprised, let's put it that way.
Okay.
We launched the product on the 28th of May in line with World Menstrual
Day.
That's right.
Okay.
It's just around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, firstly, I'm really proud of the team. We got it out in 4 weeks from conception to live.
Mm-hmm.
And today we've had about 30,000 downloads.
Okay.
Globally, we've had about 25% of them log back in 3 times or more.
Mm-hmm.
So use the app that many times. And I think just that itself has been quite an amazing feat for a 3-week period. So super excited and really excited to see where this goes.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Now tell us. I'm curious, and this is intriguing. What was the inspiration?
Yeah, so I'm sitting here as a guy. People are wondering, what's going on, right?
What's going on with that?
I think it's twofold. One is I've got a personal motivation. I've got two young girls, two young kids. And as a father, life changes dramatically from that day on.
Sure.
And I think having two young girls, it opened up my eyes to an environment I'd never been that familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the personal side. I think the reality from an environment of where women's health is today in the world, the taboo that surrounds it, the opportunity to drive true awareness, true education in the broader environment of Asia Pacific, the Middle East markets. I think that, coupled with my personal sort of intertwined reasons for having daughters, really brought this to light. So I think that's really where we came from.
That's actually a very interesting and somewhat enlightened point of view for you to have.
Yes.
Okay, so here's a trick question.
All right.
Is your wife using Naira?
Yes, so I didn't give her much choice, though. So I don't know how well she uses it or whether she uses it enough. But
you can track that, right?
I can. So I'm not going to reveal that out here, but I can.
All right. Naira is helping, you said, empowering women.
That's right.
Now you're targeting a traditionally underserved communities like Asia, Middle East, who perhaps even more so, it's a taboo subject in these areas.
Yes.
And so my I'm interested. You said, the take-up rate's been pretty good.
Yeah.
What has it been in these areas specifically?
Yeah, it's been very interesting. I mean, no denying there's some seriously hard facts around the entire taboo surrounding sort of, you know, the underserved communities in Asia or the Middle East markets. You know, we start with, you know, some simple facts around how, you know, in a place like India, 23 million people or 23 women, 23 million children, women and girls drop out of primary education purely because of, you know, the unknown factors of menstrual cycles. And, you know, when you see that and when you hear that, you know, it is quite alarming, right? And I think from our perspective, we're seeing a decent population picking up the app in India. We're seeing some out of the Southeast Asian markets like Philippines. And interestingly, we're seeing some traction out of Africa, which we're quite surprised about.
That is interesting.
Yeah.
We are speaking to the Chief Executive Officer of Vivant Adrit Raha about feminine health, hygiene and fertility. Feminine health, hygiene, fertility, all of this can be tracked on Naira?
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. And you said medicines as well?
Yeah. So you can set medication reminders, especially when you're looking at the women environment. You've got thyroid, you've got PCOD, you've got a bunch of common conditions today that you know, women want an easy way to track, and we allow for that.
Okay. So what's next? Is Naira something that you can make more powerful as the time goes by, or are you going to be rolling out new apps that help women?
Answer is yes to both. I mean, the intention is Naira today is what we call an MVP product, which is a minimum viable product.
Okay.
And really, we want to take that, refine it as we get along in our journey. One of the things I've learned over time and we are focused in delivering is learn, test, fail quickly, learn again, and then deliver. And I think that's really the motto we live by. And we want to enhance Naira as a product today. But really, in terms of the future, as I mentioned, we've got the second or sort of the third and the fourth sort of areas that I spoke about, which was the actual pregnancy care program and then a back-to-work program. Because, again, two very big areas where we see a lot of attention that needs to be given. And I think that's where we see ourselves evolving.
So as a resource for being a mother and having had very, very difficult pregnancies, what would the resource for pregnancy involve?
Yeah, I think pregnancy is a very complex environment. And I've sort of, obviously, I can't claim I've been through it, but I've been through it with my wife.
You've watched it.
Absolutely. I think, you know, it requires a very individual approach to each person. I think that's the key.
Right.
And if we're able to use a combination of technology and technology delivery with obviously the human intervention, which is critical.
Right.
I think to have a successful, very bespoke approach to pregnancy care is what we want to achieve.
All right. That's actually very interesting. So tell us about Vivant. Is the whole approach to Vivant or the whole thrust of Vivant towards feminine health, hygiene and fertility, or is this just part of what you do?
So this is currently a very, very important and a big part of what we do. But it is the first area that we've begun to dabble in from a B2C environment. Vivant otherwise is, you know, it's a health tech platform. We work very closely with three core business segments. We work with insurance. We work with the corporate and corporate blue collar space specifically. And then we work with the healthcare space. And we're really there to, again, the thesis is largely the same. We want to drive habit formation. We want to empower the end user to have the capability to take health and wellness into their own hands.
Right.
And that's really what we want to sort of, you know, drive.
Okay. We are speaking to Chief Executive Officer of Vivant, Adrit Raha. Now, what's interesting to me is this space of using apps to track just about everything, your steps, your exercise, your food, your water intake, your sleep. There's so much out there.
Yeah.
Do you think that we've reached a point of digital oversaturation?
You know, that's a really great point that you raise, Clarissa. I think we're seeing a lot of activity. We're seeing a lot of innovation in the space that we're in. You know, the one thing I like to sort of, you know, when I do speak to anybody, I say that the Uberization of where we are at has not yet happened. So I think while there is still a lot happening, I think there's still a lot of opportunity to drive some disruptive change. And it is coming. I think as with every industry, we've seen it come. I think it is coming. So Yes, but I think there's still an opportunity.
All right, of course. Of course you have to think that. Why would you be in it otherwise?
Absolutely.
Now, we are Money FM 89.3, so I have to ask, how do you monetize something like the Naira app?
No, that's a great question. I think people ask us this all the time. Today, we're very clear, and our strategy today is to ensure that we are able to get the right product for the right customer at the right time. And we're doing that, as I mentioned. We're learning, we're testing, we're getting the feedback, and we're driving that change as quickly as we can back into the product. So it is relevant for the user base. That's our focus. I think in terms of monetization, we'll probably get to it soon. I think once we get this part right and we are sort of in a lot more hands, we've got a target of getting to 1 million users. Mm-hmm. Once we're there, I think we'll find a way to evaluate the monetization strategy.
Okay. I've spoken to several people who have developed apps that are useful in different areas, and that's what they all say.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, let's get it right. Let's get people using it. Then we'll worry about, try to find a way to monetize that.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand that. But now I'm still not getting one thing about this app, which is you're a guy.
That's right.
How many women in your company?
We've got quite a few women in our company. Okay. So we've actually got a pretty decent majority base of women. One of my core leadership positions are held by Dr. Rashmi, and she's sort of our Chief Product and Innovations Officer, PhD in AI. Really cool. And she's been absolutely instrumental and pivotal to this app development as well.
Okay, because you are targeting women with
this
app.
That's right. Absolutely.
So how much feedback are women giving you about the app? What do they want?
We're getting stuff every day.
Really?
It's amazing. Yeah, absolutely. And we're getting stuff every day, and we're trying to act on it as quickly as possible. Mm-hmm. And we've had the ranges all the way through to, we've had a chat functionality that we've offered. Mm-hmm. It's a chat with a doctor functionality, which is quite unique, unlike most apps. Mm-hmm. And we've actually had feedback around, certain time frames or perhaps certain, hours of operation that they would like us to look at. And obviously, we're starting out, but we've had some feedback, and we've begun to incorporate some of those right away.
Mm-hmm. Great. Excellent. So now I've already asked you what was next, which you sort of have planned. When you've got them all lined up, you've got Naira, you'll have at some point your pregnancy app. And then what was the third one you said?
Back to work. So
Back to work.
Yeah.
Will they all sort of link with each other and you can use them all three together?
Absolutely. I think the intention is, the ecosystem of women's health is a combination. It could be intertwined. It could be correlated with the age. And I think when we look at it, the intention is to start when, cycle tracking is important, which is quite young. It's, in today's age, I'm going to pick a number. I might be wrong, but I'm going to say as young as, 10 to 13, right? And then you've got, obviously, the entire environment of conception, which is when you're into your 20s and perhaps 30s. Mm-hmm. And then you've got the pregnancy itself, which is the act. And then you've got getting back to work.
Right.
So I think that takes you all the way through the cycle of women's health in our view. We are looking at what goes beyond. We understand, the pre-menopause and menopause area as well. And that's an area that we'll focus. But I think that's the next phase of our development.
All right. Well, we wish you all the very best with
all
of that.
Thank you, Clarissa. Thank you.
I suspect that we'll be having another conversation at some point.
Fantastic.
About the development of new apps. So we wish you all the best from Money FM 89.3. We've been speaking to Chief Executive Officer Adrit Raha of Vivant.
Yeah, thanks again. Great to be here.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.